Usually, history moves in a pretty straight line. Tension builds up, a climax hits, and then we get some kind of resolution.
Right, that's the standard model we're used to.
Yeah, but what happens when you have like a 116-foot Russian hypersonic missile, a collapsing US dollar, a demographic labor crash, and a deliberate technological blackout, all scheduled for the exact same moment?
Well, you lose that straight line entirely. You enter an environment of systemic overlapping complexity where the old rules of cause and effect just kind of stop working altogether.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today we are exploring a really central, massive
A
mystery.
very dense one, too.
Oh, incredibly dense. We're looking at how a secret meeting at a 1420 Chinese temple connects to a $50 bucket of KFC and, of all things, an incoming solar flare.
Right.
So we are unpacking the Great Awakening Report, specifically the Awakening Sleeping Giant Weekly Report for the week of May 18th. Now, a really swift but crucial disclaimer before we jump in. Because today's report contains highly politically charged content and alternative viewpoints, we want to be crystal clear. We are not taking sides.
Definitely not.
Right. And we aren't endorsing the viewpoints or claims within this content either. Our job is simply to act as your guides, impartially unpacking the ideas exactly as they're presented in the original source material.
Yeah, we're just mapping the architecture of this specific narrative so you can understand the signals, patterns, and threads they're laying out.
Exactly. And we're intentionally not using mainstream news for background or support here. We are strictly looking at the alternative reality presented by the source.
And honestly, it is a massive undertaking to map this territory, but the framework they provide is fascinating purely from a systems analysis perspective.
It really is. They are basically laying out a blueprint of global collapse and a controlled transition. And while the information is, pretty heavy, our goal is to stay upbeat, break down the mechanics, and really find those aha moments. And hey, real quick, to you listening, if you are on the go, you should definitely check out the audio reviews of the report. It's just another really great way to consume this dense content.
It definitely helps to hear it broken down.
For sure. Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with section one, the baseline. The report kicks off with this major geopolitical thesis, which is that the world is no longer escalating into open conflict.
Right. The report argues we are adapting to a state of managed tension.
Managed tension. I like that phrase.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is the distinction the text makes. Diplomacy has basically shifted away from solving crises. Instead, world leaders are engaging in what the report calls strategic delay management.
So they aren't trying to actually fix the problem.
Exactly. They are just trying to keep the plates spinning, military postures expanding, but it's just to signal capability. It's not about direct confrontation anymore.
Which fundamentally changes how we look at these global flashpoints. Like, the report points to the Strait of Hormuz. It doesn't call it a war zone. It explicitly calls it a managed pressure corridor.
A sustained geopolitical pressure system.
Right. It's kind of like an engine running constantly in the red line. It hasn't blown a gasket yet. But the mechanics are starting to view that red line as the new normal operating temperature.
That is a perfect way to look at it. But here is the structural trap the report warns about. Systems under that kind of sustained compression, they rely entirely on continued flow.
Flow of what?
Everything. Energy, shipping, capital. As long as those keep moving, even at a trickle, the structure holds. The danger isn't the pressure itself.
It's the interruption.
Exactly. Any interruption to that flow is what brings the house down.
And when that flow gets interrupted, the ripple effect doesn't just, stay over in the Persian Gulf. It hits your wallet directly.
Oh, immediately.
The report leans heavily into these microeconomic impacts. When the Strait of Hormuz chokes up, suddenly a bucket of KFC costs almost $50. Or you look at gas in LA, and it's over $8 a gallon.
And that fragility shows up in the strangest places. Like the text highlights Japan's largest snack maker, Calbee.
Oh, wow, the potato chip thing.
Yeah. They recently had to switch to black and white packaging for 14 of their potato chip products.
Wait, just because of ink?
Yep. A global ink ingredient shortage caused directly by the Hormuz blockade.
That is wild. But it's a brilliant example of how interconnected all this decay is. And it fractures the economy at the household level. The report paints this picture of massive, K-shaped cracks in our foundation.
Right, the numbers they cite are staggering.
They really are. Like $18.79 trillion in U.S. household debt, 42,000 April foreclosures, and this alarming 13.1% credit card delinquency rate.
The consumer base isn't just tired. The report says it's mathematically tapped out.
I have to push back here, though, or at least ask a question about how the source connects things.
Sure, go for it.
We hear about inflation and debt all the time, but then the report explicitly points out this demographic anomaly. 7 million prime-age men have just vanished from the labor force. How does the source connect this missing workforce, which is like a 50-year sociological trend, to the broader immediate economic decay?
It's a great question. The text synthesizes these data points by framing it not just as an economic downturn, but as a systemic breaking point.
Okay.
So yes, male labor participation has dropped for decades. But the report argues that when you combine this missing workforce with acute modern crises, you get convergence.
Divergence.
Exactly. It converges with what the International Energy Agency warns is an impending operational stress level for oil by early June.
Right, because total OPEC production dropped by over 30% during recent conflicts.
Precisely. The system is running a dangerous oil deficit. We are burning through reserves. So you have a labor drain colliding with an acute energy deficit. The system snaps under that combined weight.
Okay, so standard economics says if a system is starved for oil and labor, it should just crash naturally. But the report argues this isn't random. It claims this is actually a deliberate, controlled demolition.
Yes. They argue the old system is being torn down to make way for a completely new global financial architecture.
So who's holding the detonator? The source material pivots to this massive behind-the-scenes geopolitical narrative.
And it totally bypasses standard trade war rhetoric.
Right. It focuses on this secret, closed-door summit between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping in Beijing.
Yeah.
And the symbolism the report highlights here is just incredibly striking.
The location they chose.
Yes. It notes that Air Force One landed, and the leaders basically bypassed a standard boardroom entirely. They went directly to the Temple of Heaven, which was built in 1420.
Yeah, the text frames this not as a trade meeting, but as a consecration of a new era.
Because historically, that's where Chinese emperors went to get the mandate of heaven.
Yeah.
So what is the actual operation they are allegedly consecrating?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the report calls it Operation Iron Gate.
Iron Gate.
According to the text, this is a move where China buys up the remaining Iranian oil to choke off the old petrodollar system, and they lock in a 10% global tariff.
Which naturally spikes domestic inflation.
Right.
The report cites 3.8% CPI.
Exactly. The source alleges that the U.S. dollar is intentionally dying in public to make way for the QFS.
The quantum financial system. Let's actually pause and explain what the report means by that. Because if you're going to swap out the global currency, what are we moving to?
Well, the report claims we're moving to a currency that is gold-backed and quantum-verified.
Quantum-verified. How does that practically work in this narrative?
The underlying logic is a shift from fiat trust to cryptographic physics. A ledger running on quantum computing that tracks the exact location and ownership of physical gold globally. It removes the central banks completely.
Which would explain the massive global gold repatriation movements the tech cites.
Oh, exactly.
Like France pulling 129 tons from the New York Fed, India pulling 104 tons.
Yeah.
You don't just, you know, empty a vault unless the vault is changing management.
And under this new management, the report claims the activation of JSARA debt protocols.
JSARA, the Global Debt Jubilee.
Right. The argument here is that fiat currency since 1971 has relied on unlawful compound interest. The JSARA protocols are designed to mathematically identify and nullify that specific interest accumulation.
So it wipes out credit cards, student loans, mortgages.
Yes, by classifying historical interest as invalid.
Okay, but logistically speaking, if you're going to swap out the entire global financial operating system, how do you do it without the old system interfering? I mean, you can't just unplug Wall Street on a Tuesday afternoon.
You really can't. And the report anticipates that. Its answer is a forced, uninterferable technological blackout.
A blackout.
Yes. They need a cover event so massive that the old system is temporarily blinded.
And to the cosmic trigger. This is where the text asserts that the sun, quote, fired a weapon at Earth.
It points specifically to Sunspot AR4436.
Right, which launched a plasma wall at 650 kilometers per second. And what's wild is the report points out the numerical claim here that the digits 4, 4, 3, and 6 add up to 17. So it frames this solar event not as just random space weather, but as perfectly timed cover for the financial transfer.
But here's the obvious question. If there's a blackout, how does the new QFS ledger communicate?
That is where the report weaves in commercial tech, the Guardian Grid. It points directly to Elon Musk and Starlink.
Right. It claims Musk didn't just build an internet company. He built a parallel communication infrastructure.
With 650 direct-to-cell satellites.
And the mechanics of this are specific. The report cites Executive Order 14327,
right,
which allegedly designates Starlink as critical national security infrastructure. It operates on the Guardian protocol using the emergency alert system frequency.
So if the terrestrial grid is disabled by a solar flare, the Starlink signal just bounces straight to space and back.
Exactly. The source's core philosophy here is that the blackout is framed not as destruction, but as the exact moment the old control grid is routed around.
It's just wild. But what makes this deep dive so intense is that while the report focuses heavily on these controlled transitions, it also highlights massive, uncontrollable variables.
Yes, variables that put immense pressure on human survival itself.
Right. We're talking about existential system threats. Let's look at the military and cosmic variables it brings in.
The Russian military tech is terrifying.
It really is. The RS-28 Sarmat missile. The specifics in the text are just insane. A weapon 116 feet tall, moving at 15,500 miles per hour, capable of wiping out an area the size of Texas.
And the Poseidon radioactive tsunami drone.
Yeah. And here's where it gets really interesting. It moves from terrestrial threats to deep space.
Asteroid 2026 JH2.
It's the size of a basketball court, and it passed just 56,000 miles away. That's so close. The report notes it has enough mass to wipe out a city.
And the environmental threats expand on that. The report projects a super El Nino for 2026.
Rivaling the 1877 to 1878 event.
Which killed 50 million people.
Right. And it connects that looming weather pattern to right now. The U.S. cattle herd is at a 75-year low, and global wildfires are burning 20% higher than the previous record.
This raises an important question, though.
Yeah.
How do these extreme threats, hypersonic missiles, asteroids, mega droughts, tie back to the overarching theme of signals and patterns?
Right. It feels like humanity is playing global dodgeball against nature, space, and our own tech simultaneously.
Exactly. Individually, none of these force systemic disruption, but collectively, they act as a stress multiplier.
Oh, I see.
It's what we talked about earlier. In a highly compressed system running on zero margins, an asteroid close call or a massive nuclear signaling test tests the resilience of the very flow keeping the world stable.
It shakes the Jenga table.
Precisely. They reduce strategic flexibility. The margin for error basically vanishes.
Wow. Taking a step back, the scope of the Awakening of the Sleeping Giant report is just incredible. I mean, we've gone from a managed pressure corridor in the Strait of Hormuz to K-shaped economic cracks and gold-backed quantum ledgers.
To engineered solar flares, Starlink protocols, and super El Niños.
It is a massive amount of dense information.
Yeah.
But the report has a really specific call to action for you, the listener.
It does.
The text asks you to be defined by your ability to remain coherent under pressure. Remember, it frames this entire period as a transition requiring readiness, not panic.
Orientation is everything when the systems around you are shifting.
Exactly. We want to express our deep gratitude to you for tackling such dense, heavy information with us today. It takes a lot of mental energy.
It really does.
We encourage you to practice discernment and patience as these complex global threads continue to untangle. Stay upbeat and keep looking for the underlying patterns.
And I'll leave you with one final provocative thought to mull over.
Let's hear it.
If the old system truly relies entirely on uninterrupted flow to survive, as the report suggests, what happens the day you realize that your attention and your participation are the most critical flows of all? What happens if you simply decide to redirect them?
Wow. That's something to think about. Until next time.